petitions and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Hey everybody, welcome back into this New Year's Day show, January 1st, 2026 edition. Got some text messages, interaction with some folks. Want to start with Officer Rick. He is off duty today, listening to Simple Radio app loud and clear from Livingston County. Please share. I want to get my weight down to 170 pounds. I know Missy will help me get there. He's going to start another fat burning session with her. He said that was my high school weight. He wants to get down to his high school weight. Now, one thing you have to be careful about, Rick, get on your scale and look at your muscle mass. Since you've been a police officer all these years, all the things that you've lifted, all the things you've done, you have built up more muscles in your body, which weighs on the scale more so than when you were in high school. Just think about that. You might not be able to get down to 170 because of your muscle mass. You might only get down to 180 and look really good in your size, whatever, 32 waist pants. But you may not be able to get down to 170. He comes back just now, I have plenty of fat to lose. What's your weight right now, Rick? Let us know where you're at. We'll help you get down to your ideal weight. Got another one from Rod Wheeler. He says, I can share this. My goal is to continue to strengthen my body, my mind, and my spirit. Well, the last time I saw you, Rod, one thing I noticed when I shook your hands, your arms are getting bigger. And actually, I'm going to start lifting and walking on my treadmill. That's one of my goals. I've got the body fat under control. Went from 297 down to 217, fluctuating back and forth now between 217, 220, 224, then I'm back down to 220, 218. I can do it. But what I want to do is I want to look at my muscle mass on the scale, and I want to gain 20 pounds of muscle. Ideally, I'd like to weigh 240, but I'd like that 240 to be 20 pounds of new muscle. And the way I'm going to do it is use my Bowflex and very low weight dumbbells, kettlebells I already have, and start lifting very slow reps. Slow up and slow down. Slow down and slow up, bench pressing. I only want to do basically about 10 reps per minute. 10 reps per minute is pretty fast if you stop and think about it. But if it's only 10 pounds of weight, you might want to slow it down and do only maybe 5 reps per minute is what I'm being told. Slow up where you're taking a good 5 seconds up, 5 seconds down. Very slow motions with low weight. Yes. Rod says he works out every day. Good for you. Have you found, Rod, that that's become a habit? They say habits are developed over basically 21 days to 30 days. Then it becomes like part of your being. It's like you have to do it or you don't feel good. So Jeff up in Sheboygan, he said, I could share this one. He said, you touched a chord with your comment just now about negativity being a cause for cancer. I just dealt with cancer last year, 2025. And over the last couple of years, I've been down and negative. Coincidence? Well, Jeff, according to this article, no. Now, Miss Vicky has been under stress since August 16th, 1984. She's been married to me. She's had to deal with cancer throughout her entire life. They say it's hereditary, whatever, but she's been dealing with it. Stress, worry, negativity, yeah, could be a thing. Okay, Rick. Forget the BMI. What is your percentage of body fat? BMI on that scale has nothing to do with it. Don't even look at BMI. What is your body fat? He says, I'm not telling you how much I weigh. I was very, very bad yesterday. Yes, I was bad yesterday too. I gained 1.2 pounds this morning from yesterday. Jeff said, I should have also mentioned that stress was very high during that time frame. Stress. I think stress and negativity are tied together. When you're stressed, you become negative. If you're not stressed, you're happy. Like Rick Randall, the author of the Good Words book, Pass the Positive, he's the most positive guy I know. I don't think he's stressed. You know what? I'm going to have him on the show. We're going to talk about that. Is being positive and being happy the counter measure to being negative, being down, being stressed? Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. Oh, I just got a new meme. President Trump with a red fedora type derby hat on, holding a glass of probably purified water because he doesn't drink champagne. Happy New Year. That's a good one. Thank you, Londa. Appreciate that. Well, here's the thing. Rod says, I miss hearing Rick on Fridays. Yeah, Friday is unfortunately being taken up by a lot of these candidates that I've endorsed because the Friday show repeats all weekend long and then re-airs Monday mornings. We haven't been able to figure out the technical glitch of getting Steve Gruber's show on from 6 to 9. We're still working on it. But, yeah, a lot of people have told me that. So I'm going to talk to Rick and see if we can get him back on a regular basis. Maybe on Mondays. I'll have him check his schedule and see if Monday's good. Kick off the week with Pass the Positive with Rick Randall. I'll talk to him after the show today. On my list, writing it down, something I got to do after the show today. So, let's see. One of the other things. Here we go. Got another one. Randy, you can share this. My goal is to figure out how I can afford to pay for Missy's program and definitely lose at least 50 pounds this year. Greg, you can do it. Rod Wheeler's done it. Randy Walker's done it. Rick Nieper's done it. I've done it. Vicky started the first fat burn. She dropped 50 pounds. You can do it. Absolutely. Rod says that would be great. So I'll talk to Rick and see if I can make that happen starting this coming Monday. Because one of the things that, again, my number one goal that's on my list is I want to be able to make sure that people feel better. Party more, have more fun while educating the people about being more happy, healthy, save money, and get out the vote. It's all tied into my number one priority. It's that simple. I've already written it down. That's the way I choose to list it. It is my number one goal priority for this year. Because if we can party more, if we can have more fun, you can't be stressed. You can't be negative. You can't be down in that type of environment. If we meet on 4th of July at Liberty Mountain USA, and it's a party, and we're having fun together, number one, we'll be making memories. Number two, having fun. You can't be stressed. You can't be down when you're having fun. The music will trigger memories. It was really ironic, actually. Mark Farner sent me a video. It's a featured video that is on Arm Entertainment's website. That's his agent. And it's a song of his from the 1970s. In the garage, this old man is sitting on a stool next to his workbench. He's looking at a 1972 Camaro. That was his Camaro during high school. Old man, right? A 72 Camaro. Sounds like me. Older guy, he's got some blemishes on his face. He's wearing suspenders, holding up his blue jeans, sitting on a stool, looking at the Camaro. He reaches over on the workbench and turns on this old wooden radio. Mark Farner's song starts playing. I forget what song it was, but it started bringing back memories. He started seeing flashbacks of himself driving that Camaro with long hair, the windows down, his hair blowing. He walked over to the Camaro, sat down in the driver's seat, shut the door, closed his eyes, and just started smiling and kind of waving back and forth, listening to Mark Farner's music. Kept having those flashbacks of him being a young, healthy guy with long hair in the 1970s. Really cool video. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one today, talking about this year, 2026, our goals, our New Year's resolutions, what we want to do, what we want to accomplish, something that we can work together to do. Officer Rick shared his goal. He's going to get back on fat burning again with Missy and try to get down to 170 pounds. Rod Wheeler, work out every day, build his spirit, his mind, his body. I'm joining him in that goal. I've written down some specific ways that I plan to do it, and I think it's very achievable because of the scheduling of the show and what I'm able to do with what equipment I already have downstairs in my workout area. Walk by it on a regular basis. Don't use it, but I walk by it. Well, that's going to change this year. And like Rod says, get into a routine of doing it. That's what I'm going to do. I've got other things, though, that we are wanting to do together. And I think we can accomplish it. As a vessel, an actual program that we can do to share information with people, get people to be more happy, more positive, better outlook heading into this year, and then sharing it. Like Rick Randall says, pass the positive. Well, in that effort, we can also, while we're positive, happy, upbeat, we can share information with people. Get people to think about their blessings, thinking about the economy, thinking about the opportunities that we are going to have this year. You've been thinking about getting a new job? Well, probability is there's going to be a good opportunity for you to do that this year. Employers are going to be hiring. It's going to be an expanding economy. Inflation down, prices down, incomes up, larger tax return refunds coming, people having more money in their pocket, feeling a good about themselves in the direction of our state and our country. That's what this is all about. And I've never seen a more clear distinction between candidates forming already. Race for governor. race for Attorney General, Secretary of State. It's already starting to take shape. So we're excited. We hope you are. Join us in this journey. I'm calling this the journey of 2026. This year is actually going to be a journey that we're going to take together. We're going to get on the same bus. We're going to get on the same train. We're going to get on the same airplane, whatever it is, vehicle we choose. We are going to get on it together and share it with others. Get them to listen in. Get them to participate. Get them to be part of it. And together, we'll accomplish our goals. I have no doubt with these goals written down, this is going to happen. And together, we're going to help each other make it happen. So that's what I'm thankful for. I truly appreciate you guys. Thank you for the text messages. We're going to have absolutely, absolutely a great year. No. Not there, John. It's actually going to be forgiveness. Totally, totally going to forgive that person. So one of the things that we're going to do, hey, Summer, Happy New Year to you. Hopefully she's listening. What did Greg just say? Oh, Greg, that Mark Farner video says, I can relate to that. I had long hair and a 1965 Mustang. Greg, is that the year the Mustang came out? Was it 64, 65? Because I remember my stepbrother, Jim, my father bought him a red Mustang with a black convertible top for his high school graduation gift. When my brother went into the Army, he was stationed over in Formosa. He actually had the Mustang shipped over there and drove it around the, I think it's an island, right? Formosa? Don't even know if it's still a country. Oh, yeah, John Palmer, our pig farmer over in Ottaway. The fun shoot, yes, July 18th. He still has the .22 rifle for the event. And, yes, we are trying to get Steve Gruber's show back on from 6 to 9, but we're having some technical difficulties with the studio. So we're going to be working on that as well. Yeah, Greg says 1964 and a half. Yep. The end of 64. That was the year both my brother Jim, stepbrother Jim, and Vicky graduated from high school. We got some more text messages coming in. Top of the hour news break. We'll continue right after this.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets,